You're listening to SBS News.
Fijian Paralympian Enosi Bulimariwa is in his last weeks of training before he heads to Tokyo. But his first class javelin skills weren't always so impressive. Less than a decade ago, he was just learning to walk with one prosthetic leg, and javelin was something he'd seen on television.
When I first got into prosthetic leg in 2013, I decided to do something more advanced from just walking, so it was running. So when I started to run, I started thinking about what kind of sport would best suit me. I came to pick javelin as a sport for me.
But with no access to a professional coach, he took to the internet to learn the unique skill.
So I have no idea of how to throw a javelin, what is javelin throwing looks like. So I went on to YouTube and started doing my own research and I progressed from there.
Now the 33-year-old is on his way to compete in his first Paralympics with the help from the Pacific Partnership Program. It's a new initiative aimed at bolstering Australia's bond with Pacific nations and providing greater opportunities for their athletes. The Australian Olympic Committee CEO, Matt Carroll, says this partnership is significant.
It's a game changer for some of them. It's that just those extra couple of dollars allows them to prepare, same as Australian athletes have done through the support of the Australian government. It's the same now for these Pacific athletes, and it makes a world of difference to their families as well, and it encourages the local community.
The Pacific Partnership will support 150 Olympic athletes and 20 Paralympic athletes with their final preparations before the Games. They hail from 11 of our Pacific neighbours, including Fiji, Papua New Guinea, Samoa and Vanuatu, and almost half of the athletes are female. Australia's Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Zed Seselja, says the region is bursting with exceptional athletes.
To be able to assist in this meaningful way so that individual athletes can realise their dreams, I think, is extraordinary.
One of those involved is PNG's top long jumper, Relly Kaputin. She's excited to benefit from the expert coaching and support services.
It is a really a great partnership for athletes like us that have dreams to achieve. And by getting this support and knowing that people are behind us, it will help us, give us a little bit of push to work hard towards achieving our dreams.
She still needs to earn a few more points to be able to compete at Tokyo, but with two more qualifying events this week, she's hoping she'll be able to fulfill her lifelong dream next month.
It will mean so much to me, you know, achieving a childhood dream of being an Olympian and going out there and representing my country, my family, my people and everybody back home. It will be amazing.
COVID-19 border closures has made qualifying for the Games even more challenging for Pacific athletes. No one knows that better than two-time Tongan Olympian Peter Tafotufoa.
I spent three training sessions a day for the last 2 years trying to qualify in sprint kayak, and I couldn't get to Siberia last week for the qualification tournament. So that was a big, I won't say disappointment, but it was a big challenge for me.
It hasn't stopped the accomplished sportsman, though, who has previously competed for his country at both the Summer and Winter Olympics and will be representing Tonga in Taekwondo this time around. He says despite all the setbacks the Tokyo Olympics has faced, the athletes are ready.
So we 100% will be bringing our A game. We will be bringing our hearts, our offer from the islands, from, you know, Australia, Tonga and all the Pacific Islands and all around the world. We're going to be bringing it.
The partnership to support Pacific athletes will continue beyond the Tokyo Games too. It's designed to back high-performance programs across Oceania for years to come so that athletes like Enosi Bulimariwa can have their chance. He says he wants to inspire other young Pacific Islanders living with disability to give sport a go.
For everyone back at home who's have an amputee or a disabled, my advice to you is keep on going forward. There's no limitation in life for what you are. You have a gift, and all you have to do is to find that gift.
the power of sport, uniting the region and unlocking the potential of a whole new generation of champions. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.